Transportation Committee for Monday, April 4th. It is past the appointed time. Appreciate y'all hanging in there with us. Item number two on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the February 28th, 2022 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number three is public comments. If you would like to make a public comment, please come forward. I'm happy to give you 2.5 minutes today. I need your name and address. Did you want to address this committee since this, you had a speed bump issue at the PJL meeting? This is the actual transportation.
I just want to know if,
If you'll just give us your name and address and.
Harold Weldon, 2605 Trevor Place. Have you received a petition for a speed bump?
We can't answer questions.
Oh.
During, this is your comment time. You could follow up with us after, and we're glad to do that.
Okay, well, if you received it, I'd like to know how far it's going and everything. And just wanted to complain again about speed bumps. That the skag on a motor, I broke mine on a speed bump over by Remley's Point. And I also bought an engine from somebody who broke theirs on a speed bump. If it hangs down too low, it hits the speed bump after the tire goes over. And low cars like Corvettes and little cars, they can hit. After the tires go over, the back end of their muffler can hit, or the wind deflector on the front can hit before the front tire goes over. And it's for Planner's Point. There's no stores or businesses in there, so the only people who go through there are the people that live there and people that visit them. I think that we can, I've never seen a speed issue, and I don't think they're necessary. And yeah, I just, I think they're more of a nuisance than help, just like the Ben Sawyer Bridge. I don't know why they put in a drawbridge to stop all the tourists from coming over when they got to use it all the time themselves. Kind of like cutting off the nose despite your space. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And Mayor, for record, for our staff who may not have been here, and I think it was a little difficult to understand, Planner's Point is a neighborhood.
Okay. Yes, on Highway 41.
If we know where it is. I just I wanted to put it on a record for our staff that might not have been here when you
during
spoke
the previous committee.
During the previous committee when you spoke, and they may not have understood the street. I just wanted to put it on a record what neighborhood, and it's there.
All right. Anyone else for public comment? Anyone else for public comment?
Okay.
If there is no one else here to make public comment, all right, we will close item three on the agenda. Item four, budget review for fiscal year 2023. So,
I'll go ahead, Mr. Mayor. You know, Brad and I will do this together.
All right. Let me get to my tab.
Door, it's the EDS tab, Engineering and Development Services, which now houses transportation amongst other things.
There we go.
And lean budget for next year, no new positions being recommended, salaries, houses, wage and comp plan already approved, plus makes way for some proposed wage adjustments starting July 1st. You'll notice on the traffic light maintenance line item, it's about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 7th line item down. You'll see the amount of money in there for that purpose. Know that 70 to 80% of that is reimbursed to us by the State Department of Transportation. Really not much else, forgive me, Brad, exciting to talk about on this budget. What's most exciting is what's on the capital side of the budget.
Right.
And so if you'll please flip to the Capital Asset Fund tab to page 120. Right at the very top, I wanted you to see line one is the $1.5 million proposed to maintain current pavement preservation. And we have a low impact development, which is micro stormwater improvements, and that's slated in here for $550,000. That's number two. Perhaps, Brad, you take a second and elaborate more on that item.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor and committee members. This item is the, really the CIP side or the construction side of an element we have in our contractual services budget to actually design some of these problem areas that we can reach in the $50,000 to $100,000 range that don't need to be a really big CIP. So this is really just the construction side of that.
Okay. I have a question while we're on that item, if I may. On pavement preservation, I had a constituent ask me to come look at the surface of their road in their neighborhood. And there weren't like potholes or anything, but it was a very different, very rough surface. I mean, you couldn't push a baby carriage on it.
Right.
I guess it's the age of the pavement or whatever. So how do we prioritize those and how do we know which neighborhoods are getting that?
We have a pavement management system. That's probably what we call alligator cracking is the common fault we'll see for really old pavements. Mm-hmm. If it's just not potholed,
right.
Looks like an alligator's back.
You wouldn't want to walk on it barefoot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So the pavement management system has signs after an evaluation every 4 years, what we call a PQI, a pavement quality index. And we rate them. You know, we have very good, fair, poor, and very poor.
Okay.
And so this sounds like one that's probably in the poor to very poor area. And if I can get with you afterwards, I can find out where that's at.
Okay, sure.
But it'll show up somewhere in a prioritization, and really it all depends on how much money we put to it every year to how that prioritization works out. But simply put, we do have an evaluation and prioritization process. And like I say, if I get that specific name, I'll follow up with you on the name of the road.
Okay. I've been on this committee since December of 2015, and every committee meeting I learn a new acronym. It's like the military. Now I know what a PQI is. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't know how far that'll take you.
All right.
And Mayor, further down on the CMP, there's also $500,000 for sidewalk repair.
Yes.
There goes my pen. And also, it's worthwhile mentioning in our CIP that we're still planning on the Edwards Park and Hobkaw Point stormwater fixes. And we're preparing for it. We're setting up our capital budgets for it, applying like crazy. Especially towards federal dollars to get some support with that. So wanted you to know that's out there. Those two projects are in your CIP document that you have somewhere up there.
Okay. May I ask what townwide facilities is, $1.3 million?
Yes, sir. That should be under, let me flip to it, but my memory is that's under public services.
It is.
And that is for the maintenance of town facilities. So what we have, similar to, Brad mentioned the pavement management system, but we have a similar system for our facilities, and it prioritizes repairs. You send money to it, and we knock off as many as we can every
day.
Got
it. So it's not just in this department. That's every department's facilities, but it shows up on this part. Got it. I love when Marcy nods.
Mayor, before you turn the page.
Yes, sir.
Under CARTA bus shelter installations, are we matching CARTA's money? Are we putting in our own shelters? And I know sometimes when there's a development, we require the developer to put in shelters. How is this $80,000 being distributed?
Mr. Chapman, you're right. It's a multi-pronged approach. On the land use planning side, the town has really good ordinances that require for certain developments to put those facilities in, and I know you're very familiar with that. From our funding side, the town allocates that $80,000 really as a match to CARTA's efforts. Essentially, we do the site prep and the planning and design for the facility itself. They pay for what they would typically pay for a standard shelter. Right. We pay for any price above that for our shelter. So it's a good partnership. And I don't know, James can give you more detail, but we're probably doing at least one to two a year at the pace we're on right now. Between what we do and developers, it's really starting to add up.
Great. I remember the program. And I remember that we have a little better shelter looking shelter in the town than Carden normally puts up. And I thought that's what that was. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yes, sir.
Didn't we just move the shelter on Houston Northcutt down to the Labyrinth?
Yes, sir. We've got
There's an acronym for that one, but I forgot it since the last committee meeting.
RRFB.
Wow.
There you go. It's not officially open yet. There's a few more things to do, but yes, sir, we're moving the one out of the curve,
right,
which is not the best place for it. And that's a town sponsored one that we did, and they paid for the actual shelter itself.
Okay.
So it is moving. I'll have to get the date when CART is actually going to officially put it on their site.
Right. I noticed the sign wasn't there, but the shelter has been moved.
Yes, sir.
The sign is still up at the curve.
Right.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Can you remind me what transportation program development is? $300,000.
It's a combination of many things, including traffic calming, but it's small intersection improvements. It's more micro level, neighborhood level safety improvement projects. So there's about five or six programs in that transportation. Yes. There are specific programs. $300,000 goes to that, and it's divided up amongst several programs. Another program is ongoing. We put $50,000 or $60,000 away every year to replace span wire, your regular wood pole systems with mast arm systems. So it's about five or six programs.
Well, mast is on there already, right? Mast arm upgrade. $200,000.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about there. I don't think we put $200,000 towards it, but out of that $300,000, I think $60,000 comes out of it.
May I ask about item number 7 in the comprehensive maintenance plan right there, Wando water quality?
Yes, sir. That is a program that the state is, and Hillary can speak very well to this, but in synopsis, it's a program that we've identified as a water quality issue within the Wando that we're responsible for putting attention to. I'm not saying it's solve it, but that's the long-term goal, but putting effort towards what we can do to have better water quality in the Wando. And it's identified, if I'm not mistaken, Hillary, in our plan.
Come on up, Hillary, and just an idea of what that money might be spent to actually do.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good afternoon. The Wando River has a special higher regulatory program put on it due to pollution for shellfish beds. So we are required to sample the water for sources of bacteria in the Wando River in certain areas, actually several different areas, similar to Shem Creek. And we use that data. So the money's paying for the sampling, the data collection, checking the health of the harbors, and now we're in an implementation phase. So we're looking at critical area buffers and different types of programs and projects that the town and our citizens can undertake to continue to reduce the bacteria levels in Rathall Creek, Coralbeck Creek, and then the upper Wando up near Park West, Dunes West, and further up.
Okay.
Get those shellfish beds back open and available for us.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a good thing to spend money on.
One last thing.
Yes.
So the undergrounding utility, is that the amount that's matched by Dominion? Or is that does that cover?
Which item is that, ma'am?
That is item number one.
It's on page 120.
Page 120.
Under plan.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they match that 50-50?
This is our money that has to meet their set aside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Chapman?
No, sir. That's all I have. I apologize, Mayor. The one thing I didn't ask was when we were previously on the engineering and development services on page 69. I know the answer, but from a public knowledge standpoint, how many employees were placed into what previously was engineering, but is now engineering and development services. I know there were employees moved, and just for the record, how many were added in case somebody wants to look at the difference in salaries from previous years?
This is to be the second year of a full year budget, but when that occurred mid-year in 2020, right. We had 9 in transportation, and it moved now at this point in time after some reorganization is at 45. So it moved 35 plus employees into the department.
I just wanted to put that on the record because somebody might ask that question in the future.
Yes, sir.
About why there was a difference, that much of a difference.
All right. Eric and Brad, have y'all successfully walked us through everything you think we need to take a look at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, sir. Mayor, I move that we recommend the Department of Engineering and Development Services budget to full council.
All right. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion is approved unanimously. Because of our time restraints today, we're going to forego the ongoing projects. Maybe a email
yes,
later
sir,
or whatever. But the
that.
Main thing is these meetings are the budget. So we got that done. Thank you all very much. So we'll forego item number 5. Item number 6 is to adjourn.
Thank you.